Hi, this is Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Lots of books written by retired pro athletes are quick reads. Bill Littlefield wants to share with potential readers one that isn't.
The best sentence in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's most recent book, Writings on the Wall, may be this one. During my 5 decades as a writer, I also played some basketball. Kareem played enough basketball to win multiple national championships in high school and college, and then he became the most prolific scorer in NBA history. Good one, big guy. Here's another sentence from Writings on the Wall that caught my attention. In 2014, Americans spent $70 billion on lottery tickets, with 54% of the tickets bought by 5% of the people, mostly the poor. This is not surprising. Most people who are rich feel no need to buy such tickets. They've already won the lottery. Still, 5% of the people buying 54% of the lottery tickets is a game stat that would seem to call for some attention. Likewise, a sign that Kareem heard about in a low-income neighborhood in Chicago a while back. The sign advertised the lottery, and it read, "This could be your ticket out." The election is over. It's an appropriate time to think dispassionately about that cynical message and the circumstances that lead 5% of the people to buy 54% of the lottery tickets. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's book is subtitled Searching for a New Equality Beyond Black and White. That new equality would seem to require addressing conditions so desperate that people spend money they can't afford to spend on a preposterous long shot presided over by the very state officials who have failed to address those conditions. Kareem, that writer who has played some basketball, has several suggestions. One of them is a national minimum wage of $15. Another is programs to help teachers learn to transcend some of the expectations they've been taught to bring to their work. One of those self-fulfilling expectations is that students from low-income families won't perform as well as children from wealthier families. I don't know how well Writings on the Wall will sell. I don't know if some people who'd normally not be inclined to pay attention to the issues Kareem addresses will do so because the author also played some basketball. I hope the answer is lots of them.
Coming up on this weekend's show, when did a pair of shoes stop being just a pair of shoes? Well, it started with Farrah Fawcett. We'll track the history of athletic shoes as luxury item and one former NBA player's quest to reverse that trend this weekend on Only a Game. And don't forget to find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.